We take now the scriptures and turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians in chapter 2, we're reading this morning, chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 16. Beloved, these are the words of God. And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. And we do speak wisdom among those who are mature. A wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, nor and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. Which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And thus far in God's holy word. And so now, continuing from chapter 1's argumentation, Paul now proceeds and reminds the Corinthians the manner in which he delivered and proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ to them, that it was not with great and awe-filled speech, nor was it with great wisdom, that is, wisdom of the world. Verse 2, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. To make a show of no other knowledge than this. To preach nothing. To discover the knowledge of nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But what he preaches and how he preaches is not verse 4. He did not preach in persuasive words of wisdom, using worldly logic, but only that which demonstrated the Holy Spirit and His power. Why did he do this? So that your faith, Corinthians' faith and your faith, church today, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Verse 6 and following, Paul sets forth what is the preaching of the gospel, what it truly is. It is wisdom. It's true wisdom for mature people, not for the naive. A wisdom that is not of this world, not of this age. All such wisdom of this world, he says, and a reminder to you, beloved today, all such wisdom of this world is passing away. It will be destroyed. But those who preach the gospel, preach the hidden wisdom which God predestined for His people before all ages to our glory. Such wisdom the people, the rulers of our world, in our world, do not understand. If they would have understood, he says, they wouldn't have crucified Jesus Christ. Paul and all gospel preachers, Paul's showing, communicate to a people a treasure of the truest and highest wisdom, such that exceeds all the attainments of learned men on earth, such as could never enter into the heart of man if it had not been revealed to them by the Lord God and through His Spirit in their hearts. Nor could it be received and improved to salvation by that light and influence of the Spirit who revealed it. Verse 12, we receive the Spirit not of the world, but the Spirit of God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. And those things, Paul says, he preaches. What has been revealed in the Scriptures, he preaches. Not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those words taught by the Spirit of God. Combining spiritual thoughts and spiritual words. And as ministers and elders and all of us go out and proclaim the gospel, the worldly, natural man will not accept the things of God. Why? You should be prepared for this as you go out and speak God's word, because the words of God are foolishness to the world. They cannot understand God's word. It's foolishness to them. It's not good. Because they have not the Holy Spirit to illumine their hearts and minds. We need the Spirit. We need the words of God, that hidden mystery of wisdom revealed to us in these last days. Every single person on earth needs it, and yet they cannot receive it unless the Holy Spirit shows a light in their dark hearts and minds. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we do praise You and thank You for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who fills many of us, who has, as we've heard Your word, and it was foolishness to us, Your Spirit came and transformed our hearts and minds to give us faith that we would hear Your word and believe the gospel, which is utter foolishness to this world. It is not wise to the rulers of this age. It is not in man's mind logical or good, but utter insanity. And yet we know the truth because Your Spirit has done that great work in our hearts and minds. That this word is true as anything can be, infinitely true. And it is all wise. Not according to the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom of You, the Lord God, Yahweh, who is in heaven. And You have seen fit to save us from our sins and bring us out of that bondage of slavery to sin, unto righteousness, that righteousness which we receive only from Christ alone, and His perfect life and death on this earth. And that righteousness which is secured for us in His resurrection, and which our resurrection is also secured after our bodies die and lie in the grave. Because we are still united to You in Christ Jesus, we will be raised up in Him and receive new glorified bodies and see You face to face. We thank You for Your awesome power, even in the spoken word through fallible men, preachers, elders, and each of us here who proclaim the gospel and witness and testify about it to the world. You use the weakness of this world, sinful men, to bring about Your perfect and all-powerful word, which is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of bone and marrow and soul and spirit. Lord, continue the preaching of the Word of God in this place for many years to come. And in the people of this place who often gather here. And Father, forgive us for our fearing of man. Forgive us of not speaking your word at the right time with the opportunities that you give. And rather in our sin we shrink back and we love the world instead of our loving of you. Father, forgive us of our unbelief. Help our unbelief. Give us greater faith. Cause us to have no other gods before you. And Lord, we know that you will work that in us, for you are the one who is perfecting us and sanctifying us, cleansing us of that sin. Lord, we are thankful for your word, which shows that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And we have sinned greatly. We confess it now. We ask that you would turn our hearts unto you from that sin. Turn from it. Turn unto you. That you would cleanse us of that sin. Of all of our sin. That you would forgive us of those sins of omission. Those sins that we understand that we've committed. And yet also those sins of commission, the sins that we don't know that we've committed and yet we have. Father, receive us because of your Son Jesus Christ and Him alone, not for anything we bring to you. Simply that to which we cling to, that is your Son Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That which is foolishness to this world, and yet truly wise. Again, make us cling to him, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.